Jason felt a warning jolt from Ben, whom he had left hidden with his skiff outside Ta'a Choom's estate, then heard the distant crump of the front gates being blown by Tenel Ka's security team. Ta'a Choom's head twitched toward the sound, and Jason knew that she believed her arresters would be her saviors, that if she could just hold out long enough, her secrets would remain safe. He sent another charge of force energy into her mind. This time, he did not stop with a short surge. He continued to pour more force energy into Ta'a Choom's head, pushing in behind it, expanding his own force presence inside her mind. A long cry escaped Ta'a Choom's lips. As it died away, Jason felt her resistance crumble. Outside on the palace grounds, voices began to yell commands at Ta'a Choom's servants. Jason ignored the commotion and leaned close to Ta'a Choom's ear. "First, I want to know why." Ta'a Choom tried to resist.
"Why, what?"
Jason pushed harder, and she said, "You couldn't believe I would allow the child of two Jedi to claim the throne. Hapes will never be a Jedi kingdom." "I don't think that's Tenel Ka's intention."
"It is your intention that concerns me,"
Ta'a Choom said.
"You've already persuaded Tenel Ka to involve a Hapen fleet in a matter of no concern to us. I won't allow you to make a Jedi tool of the Hapes Consortium."
"You see, that wasn't so hard. Now tell me about the Dark Nest."
"The Dark Nest?"
"The Gorog," Jason clarified. It felt like she was genuinely confused. "The Killix. How did you get them to go after the baby?" Muffled crashing sounds started to rumble up through the palace itself, and Ta'a Choom began to hope again that she could hold out.
"I don't know."
Jason expanded his presence.
"They came to me," she cried. "They were unhappy about Tenel Ka's interference at Korribu, and they knew I had reason to want her dead. The Gorog were wrong. I don't want Tenel Ka dead. At least not until I'm in a better position to reclaim the throne."
"But your spies had told you about the baby," Jason surmised, "and you wanted the baby dead."
"So I told Gorog that killing Tenel Ka's daughter would be even better."
Ta'a Choom tried to stop there, but Jason was pushing so hard that she barely had a hold on her own mind.
"But they weren't doing it out of revenge. I had to strike a deal to take the baby instead of Tenel Ka."
Male voices began to echo up through the building as Tenel Ka's security team started its ascent. "The deal terms?" Jason asked.
"They wanted Navacomputer technology," she said.
"Navacomputers?" Jason could not imagine what the Dark Nest wanted with that particular technology. "To travel in system?"
"No," Ta'a Choom said. "To go through hyperspace."
"Why?" Jason asked. "Killix don't build hyperspace-capable vessels. They hire transports."
"They didn't say, and I didn't ask,"
Ta'a Choom answered.
"This was a political arrangement, not a marriage."